You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1987. I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. As we start this edition of the DX Audio Service, you'll notice we have a slightly different sound, and hopefully the membership of the DX Audio Service will enjoy our new format that we're putting together for the DX Audio Service, some new music, and also a little bit different way of putting together the DX Audio Service, and also a new column, which is the ham radio column, which will appear on side two of this cassette. Let's get on to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club, and via Chris Hayes on CompuServe, he says that Kenwood has a new cassette tuner, model KRC-939. One of its features is a multi-system AM stereo decoder. Kenwood previously built a CQAM-only receiver, so this makes Kenwood the first defector from the single-system manufacturers. Price for the unit is unknown at this time, and hopefully on future editions of the DX Audio Service, we will have the price for you. Just a reminder to those of you which subscribe via the $12 returnable rate, please be sure that you have your cassette returned to us by the 20th of March. If we do not have it in our possession by the 20th of March, you will not get your April edition. So be sure that you do return your cassette promptly to us here at the DX Audio Service. Also, a letter from one of our members asked about Tom Farmery's address. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade which relates to the DX radio hobby, you can send that information to Tom Farmery, F-A-R-M-E-R-I-E, 62 Sunrise Avenue, Grafton, Massachusetts, 01519. At the present time, I can't tell you exactly when we're going to have our next DX Change column. However, it should be coming out relatively soon, so get your information to Tom as soon as possible. Also, I'd like to remind you that if you are an amateur radio operator, be sure to send Tom your name, your call letters, state of operation, your class of license, and also what bands you work, because on the May edition of the DX Audio Service, we will be featuring the list of all the amateur radio operators that are members of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service. Send that information to Tom Farmery as soon as possible. The Michigan area radio enthusiasts are going to be holding their regular bi-monthly meeting of mayor. This time they're going west to Lansing, Michigan. And if you'd like to attend that, it's going to be March the 15th, which is a Sunday. For more information on the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts, which are a nonprofit organization devoted to broadcast band, shortwave, and VHF, UHF DXing, you can write to them for more details at Post Office Box 311, Wixom, Michigan, 48096-0311. Membership to MARE is $5 per year for 6 newsletters, and sample copies are 50 cents each. They're also going to be holding a DX position number 11, which is going to be April 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Island Lake Recreation Area in Brighton, Michigan. Also, they'll be having a May meeting at the Dearborn Civic Center from 2 until 5 p.m. on May the 17th. And don't forget the Association of North American Radio Clubs Convention in Toronto. That's going to be happening on July the 16th through the 19th, which is Thursday through Saturday. More details will appear here on the DX Audio Service. Now it's time for the CPC test column. And remember, even if you don't hear the test, why not send a postcard thanking the station anyway? It's an awful nice thing to do. We have a whole bunch of tests for the month of March, starting it off on March the 2nd. KGGF 690 in Coffeyville, Kansas will be testing from 0100 to 0300. Tests will be an extension of their regular programming with possible code IDs inserted. The station will also offer US$69 for the furthest report. So remember, be very accurate in your report. Restrictions are that your report must be received by the station by April the 2nd, 1987, and this offer is void if prohibited by local or state laws. Send your accurate report with a mint 22-cent stamp to Mr. Jack Maxton, M-A-X-T-O-N, Chief Engineer of radio station KGGF, Box 1087, Coffeyville, Kansas, 67337. This test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Bob Harrison and Wayne Heinen. Also on March the 2nd, Monday, KKRE 1040 in Monument, Colorado will be testing from 0200 till an unknown time. Program details are unknown. It may contain voice and or code IDs. A polite reception report with a mint 22-cent stamp should be sent to Mr. Dan Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, radio station KKRE, Box 1385, Monument, M-O-N-U-M-E-N-T, Colorado, 80132. The test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Ron Musco and Wayne Heinen. On March the 9th, which is Monday, WKDO 1560 in Liberty, Kentucky, will be testing from 0015 to 0045. The test will consist of country and western music and code IDs. A polite reception report along with a mint 22-cent stamp should be sent to Rick Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, radio station WKDO, Box B, Liberty, Kentucky. Zip code is 42539. Test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Ron Musco and Wayne Heinen. On March the 16th, WEKS 1080 in Marietta, Georgia will be testing from 0100 to an unknown time. Program details are uncertain, but may contain code IDs. A polite reception report along with a mint 22-cent stamp should be sent to Mr. Ted Rondenberger, R-O-N-N-E-B-U-R-G-E-R, Chief Engineer, radio station WEKS, 19 Atlanta Street, Marietta, Georgia, spelled M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A. Zip code is 30061. And this test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Herman Adams. Also on March the 16th, in our final CPC test, on Monday morning, WTPO 1050 in Conyers, Georgia, will be testing from 0300 to 0330. Regular programming with possible code IDs. A polite reception report along with a mint 22-cent stamp to Lee Cook, General Manager, radio station WTPO, 924 South Main Street, Conyers, Georgia, 30207. And this test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Herman Adams and Wayne Heinen. And that's our CBC test information for this edition of the DX Audio Service.
Hi, this is Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service with AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Because of the difference between printing deadlines for our DX News magazine and duplicating deadlines for the audio service, this month, we have six editions of AM Switch all in 1 month's worth of DX audio service. So without further haste, let's head right into edition number 140. In this edition, there were no call letter changes. One grant for new stations was listed, that on 1230 in Deerfield Beach, Florida. That will be one of those synchronous transmitters. They will be synchronous with WJNO in West Palm Beach. Applications from existing facilities on 970 KDCE Espanola, New Mexico would like to change to 950 kilohertz. In otherness, for edition number 140, on 620, we find that KIPA in Hilo, Hawaii expects to have their two synchronous transmitters on the air by the 1st of June this year. On 750 WNDZ Portage, Indiana, they expect to be on the air with their new station in March of this year. on 1050 KNXX in Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico. Their target date is May of 87. And on 1200 WAYD in Ozark, Alabama, this station is now here from their former frequency of 1190. Now we go to edition 141, and in this edition, we made up for the lack of call letters in 140 because there are a pile of them, including several long-standing historic calls, which are now disappearing from the AM band. We start with one of those on 570 in New York City. WMCA, the home of the good guys, will now be WTKU. Also on 570, WRQX, Dallas, Texas, becomes KLDD. 740 WBAD, Carlsbad, New Mexico, changes to KATK. On 820, KQIN in Burien, Seattle, Washington, becomes KGNW. On 840, WMHA, Purcellville, Virginia, will be WLPY. 900, KSGA, Wenatchee, Washington, becomes KEYK. On 960, KLAD, Klamath Falls, Oregon, becomes KLKL. On 1000, KKJB, Marion, Texas, will be KBIB. On 1060, KAYR in Buren, Arkansas, changes to KLSZ. 1080, KEZG, Green Valley, Arizona, becomes KFXX. 1150 WGNW Seattle, Washington will change to KEZK. On 1250 KUUK Wickenburg, Arizona becomes KCIW. 1290 WWSA Savannah, Georgia changes to WCHY. On 1330 KCLM Redding, California changes to WRDG. 1350 WANC Aberdeen, North Carolina will be WEET. Two changes on 1400 KAAP Santa Paula, California, which had been silent, evidently is going to be back on the air because they have a new call, KWBY. Also on 1400 WKKW in Clarksburg, West Virginia will be WPQZ. 1410 WSRC Durham, North Carolina will be WTKT. And KCNR, Portland, Oregon, changes to KKUL. 1450 WFXX, Tucson, Arizona, will be KKPW. And KATJ, St. George, Utah, changes to KDLX. On 1490, KNFL in Laurel, Montana, will be KBSO. On 1600, WLYZ Nashville, Georgia changes back to their previous call of WNGA, and WCPK Chesapeake, Virginia will become WJQI. Applications and grants for new stations or existing stations, there were none of any importance in this edition. There were some interesting otherness items, though, including on 820 KGNW in Burien, Seattle, Washington. This station had been silent under the call KQIN. They are now back on the air with a religious format, and they call themselves Good News Radio. This is the format which previously had been on 1150 in Seattle. On 1150 in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, WCUE, which had been silent, they are now back on the air carrying family radio religious programming by satellite. 1200 WBZY in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, which is just over the hill from me, has moved from 1140. They are now on 1200. Presently, they are just running 5,000 watts daytime only, and we have no idea when the full time will be on the air. And finally, on 1400, WHGB, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, had been silent. This station is now back on the air. On we march to edition number 142. Only one call letter change on 1600, KWOW, Pomona, California, becoming KMNY. A number of applications for new stations, they include on 940, Rikon, Georgia, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Raleigh, North Carolina. On 870, Eagle, Idaho. On 1060, Lake Isabella, California. On 1100, Jensen Beach, Florida, and Bridge City, Texas. On 1170, Falmouth, Virginia. 1560, Webster, New York, and 1570, Pensacola Beach, Florida. There were no new stations granted in this edition. Highlights of applications from existing facilities on 910 WBLG Billings, Montana would like to change their frequency to 890 kilohertz on 1250 WKDX in Hamlet, North Carolina, wants to move down a notch to 1240. And on 1440 WBLA, Elizabethtown, North Carolina, wants to change to 940 kilohertz. Grants to existing facilities on 860 WGOM in Marion, Indiana, has been granted a night power of 500 watts. And KNUJ, New Ulm, Minnesota, granted a night power of 250 watts. On 1330, KWSK in Wyshick, North Dakota, has been granted full-time operation with 5,000 watts day and night. And on 1570, WGHC Clayton, Georgia, has been granted a move to 1370 kilohertz, where they will be daytime only with 2,500 watts. And scanning down through otherness, in addition 142 and 540 KSHO, Hesperia, California, after many tries, this station is actually on the air. They have a show tunes format. On 630 KIAM, Nenana, Alaska, this station has now moved to this frequency, formerly on 1270. 890 KVOZ, Laredo, Texas, they are now operating here. Their former frequency was 1490. On 1020 KCFA, Eagle River, Alaska, this new station is now on the air with a religious format. On 1210 KLIP, Fowler, California, they are now here from their old frequency of 1220. 1280 KAAW, Longview, Texas, which had been silent, is now back on the air. On 1420 KRIZ, Renton, Washington, their full time is now on the air. 1460 KZUE, El Reno, Oklahoma, this station is silent. 1520 WKRE in Jamesville, Exmoor, Virginia, which had been silent, is back on the air. And on 1600 KTNS in Plano, Texas, this station is silent, pending a sale. On to edition 143, and call letter changes are on 950 WLIT in Steubenville, Ohio, changes to WDIG. 1040, new station in Hanahan, South Carolina, will be WKAO. 1160, new station in Oakland, New Jersey, will be WVNJ. There's a call that's been at least in the state of New Jersey for about 50 years. On 1230, KEZD, Las Vegas, Nevada, becomes KLAV. 1290, KMJK, Lake Oswego, Oregon, will be KVIX. 1300 KBBJ, Tulsa, Oklahoma, changing back to their former calls of KAKC. 1420 WLNX, Lufkin, Texas, will be KNOW. And on 1580 WIFE in Connersville, Indiana, changes to WCNB. One application for a new station, that's on 940 in Columbia, South Carolina. Applications from existing facilities on 660 WMOO in Mobile, Alabama. They want to reduce the power of their 660 construction permit to 25,000 watts. This station, by the way, is still on 1550. On 1130 KBMR, Bismarck, North Dakota, wants to move to 710 kilohertz. On 1280 KREL, Henderson, Nevada, would like to move up to 1290 kilohertz. 1490 WLOJ in New Bern, North Carolina, they would like to move all the way down to 700 kilohertz. And on 1590 WEHH, Elmira Heights, New York, would like to go full-time by adding 480 watts at night. Again, those are all applications. One grant to an existing facility of interest in this edition on 1200 WCHB, Inkster, Michigan. They are increasing the day power of their 1200 kilohertz CP to 50,000 watts. This station, by the way, has not moved there yet. They are still on their old frequency of 1440. And down through the otherness column on 1030 WYSL, Avon, New York, this new station is now on the air with a talk format. As a matter of fact, about a half hour before we started recording this edition of the DX Audio Service, we received a verification letter from WYSL, so they are verifying already. On 1230 CFFB in Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories, the name of this city has been changed. I will make no attempt to pronounce it. It's an Eskimo word. I will spell it. Frobisher Bay is no more. It is now I-Q-A-L-U-I-T. And finally, on 1340, KSGR, Nampa, Idaho, which had been silent under their old calls of KNPA, They are now back on the air with a rock oldies format. Moving on to edition number 144, and starting with call letters again, on 1180 KNPE, the new station in Bellevue, Nebraska, which is not yet on the air, will be KKAR. On 1240 WTAM, Gulfport, Mississippi, will become WGCM. 1340 WBCS, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is becoming the Laser, WLZR. 1350 WEET, Aberdeen, North Carolina, changes back to WSCT. On 1370, WGZS in Ellery Santee, South Carolina, becomes WMNY. 1400, WMSL, Decatur, Alabama, will be WAVD. And WRDO, Augusta, Maine, changes to WMME. On 1410, WGFN, South Glens Falls, New York, will be WSTL. 1440, new station in Ontario, Ohio, will be WRGM. That CP has been around for about 4 years. Evidently, they are finally starting to develop it. On 1500, KDJC, Jacksonville, Arkansas, will become KCHB. And on 1600, KRXY, Lakewood, Colorado, changes to KMVP. Applications for new stations, there were two on 1180 Roswell, New Mexico, and 1400 in Roxbury, New Hampshire. One new station was granted on 670 Farragut, Tennessee, 500 watts daytime only. Applications from existing stations, one of the stranger ones we've seen lately, on 1120 WLJH in Petal, Mississippi, which is a suburb of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. This is a new station which has not yet been built. They would now like to change their city of license to Denham Springs, Louisiana, which will entail moving the station over 120 miles. Grants to existing facilities on 870 KUUY, Orchard Valley, Wyoming, has been granted a move to 650 kilohertz, and with the speed of light, they have already made that move. It took less than a month from the grant until the time that the station had made the move, so KUUY Orchard Valley, Wyoming, take them off 870. They are now on 650 kilohertz, 8,500 watts day, 750 watts night. On 1470, KDUN, Reedsport, Oregon, has been granted a move to 1030 kilohertz, where they will be full-time. And on 1490, KOFE, St. Marie's, Idaho, moves down but stays on a Class 4 frequency. They will be moving to 1240 kilohertz. And one highlight in otherness for this edition, on 990 WWCM Ypsilanti, Michigan, they have moved here from their old frequency of 1520. And finally, we move on to edition number 145, which will be our final one for this month's edition of the DX Audio Service. And as always, we start with a big pile of call letter changes. Down at 570, we begin with KIPO in Lihue, Hawaii, which will change their call letter to KQNG. On 680, WCNN, North Atlanta, Georgia, becomes WGTW. 770, WJMM, Nicholasville, Kentucky. This station now receiving its third set of call letters, and having been on the air less than a year, that may set some sort of record. Their new call will be WCGQ. 990 KGIC Beaumont, Texas becomes KZZB. 1120 WWCC Concord, Massachusetts will be WADN. That's a new station not on the air yet. 1130 WPUB Camden, South Carolina changes to WVEF. 1240 KOCA Kilgore, Texas will be KTXC. Two changes on 1290, WOPY, Jacksonville, North Carolina, to WJCV, and WSBL in Sanford, North Carolina, to WKXL. On 1330, WXTA, Rockford, Illinois, will become WYBR. 1340, WAIR, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to WMQX. 1350 WJEB Gladwin, Michigan will be WGDN. 1400 WBGG in Cave Junction, Oregon changes back to what I believe was a previous call, KIVR. On 1450 KRXX Eugene, Oregon will be KKXO. Two changes on 1490 KKLB Chubbuck, Idaho to KRCD, and WBMX Oak Park, Illinois to WPNA. And finally, two changes on 1590 WUSJ Jonesboro, Tennessee becomes WQLS, and KYCX in Mexia, Texas will be KRQX. Another group of applications for new stations, they include 700 in Camas, Washington, on 880 Desert Hot Springs, California and Sefner, Florida, on 1060 Lockhart, Texas, 1180 Maurice River Township, New Jersey, 1330 Hendersonville, Tennessee, 1490 Lancaster, New Hampshire, and two on 1520 in Magnolia, Texas and Splendora, Texas. Two new stations have been granted on 700 Soledad, California, 1,000 watts day, 500 watts night, and on 720 Hernando, Florida, 10,000 day, 250 night. Highlights from applications from existing facilities on 720 WNOC, Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is a new station that isn't on the air yet. They would like to relocate to suburban Apex, North Carolina. On 1350 WYLS, York, Alabama, would like to move to 670 kilohertz. On 1420 WEUC in Ponce, Puerto Rico, would like to change to 650 kilohertz. And on 1580 WPGC, Morningside, Maryland, would like to go full-time by adding 5,000 watts at night. Several highlights from the Grants to Existing Facilities section on 720 WWII, Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania, has been granted a power increase to 2,000 watts. This is a new station that is not yet on the air. On 750 KOAL, Price, Utah, night power will be raised to 6,800 watts. And on 1220 WLPO, LaSalle, Illinois, now goes full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Glancing down through otherness, on 750 WZOM in Brookport, Illinois, they are a new station not yet on the air. They ask the FCC for yet another extension of their construction permit, and that request for an extension has been denied. On 840 KSDP, Sand Point, Alaska, a station that probably none of us will ever be able to hear, but just to keep your record straight, this station is a relay of KDLG on 670 in Dillingham, Alaska. It does not operate Saturdays or Sundays, and we understand that it has a grand total of one employee. On 890 CJDC, Dawson Creek, British Columbia, they are now here, formerly on 1350. On 1000 WYBT, Blountstown, Florida, they had been silent under their old call of WKMK. They are now back on the air with a gospel format. On 1180 KKAR, Bellevue, Nebraska, this new station is expected on the air by mid-March, according to their manager, Steve Brown. Steve says that they will be 24-hour news and will also have an affiliation with the CBS network. And on 1510 WMRE in Boston, Massachusetts, this station is silent, pending sale. That about does it for this edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Service. We will be back a little later in the service this month to explain to you the latest tricks the FCC is thinking of pulling with call letters here in the United States as the saga continues later on. But for now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry, and I'd like to pass along Jerry's new address to you. Jerry's address is now WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon, S-I-M-O-N Road, in Youngstown, Ohio. Zip code is 44505. WHOT's offices and studio have moved. Transmitter location still remains the same, but Jerry has packed his bags and gone over to Simon Road. Well, we had a little bit of a problem with the post office and getting Phil Wayne's column Market Scope. So via ATT Long Lines, here's Phil Wayne with Market Scope.
Thanks, Fred. We're off. This month, we journey not very far to Syracuse, New York for this edition of Market Scope. Hi, I'm Phil Wayne, guiding you through this month's tour of AM stations in the nation's 61st radio market. First up is 5,000 watt WSYR on 570 kilohertz. WSYR is this city's number one AM station, with much of its broadcast day devoted to news, information, and the weather that is so unpredictable in this part of the country. WSYR builds itself as the weather station. Depend on it. Musically, WSYR is easy country in the early morning hours, middle of the road and easy oldies during the day, news in the afternoon drive, and talk radio evenings and late night.
WSYR with Ray Price for the good times. A minute before 7 here on WSYR. Don Dower with you out of the Wired Woodshed. Let's give these nice aforementioned folks a hand, okay, because we're going to grab it and slam it. We thank you very much for listening right here on WSYR Radio in Syracuse, New York. News Radio 57, WSYR, Syracuse. Central New York's news and information leader. Report. A service this morning of Walt Potts and Son, 2201 Midland Avenue, on behalf of AC Delco Batteries and of Callus Coffee Products, the business that helps your business keep growing and growing.
Good morning, 19 degrees at 7 o'clock. I'm Jim Reed.
And I'm Dave White. Pat Pagano's Weather Center forecast includes a traveler's advisory with snow today, possibly accumulating 3 to 5 inches before mixing with sleet and changing to freezing rain, then all rain later on today. Yeah.
Your question today is, what is the Secret Service... No, we shouldn't go to a question. We have two bites here, don't we? Little sound bites.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sound bites. He's talking in radio ease.
Right. Okay. Well, here's one of the most popular TV shows broadcast on the state in 1976. Yeah, there's a show that I would never watch. I hate it.
Walton.
Good night, John Boy. I know what. I mean, I'm wholesome enough. I don't need that.
Right.
They were just ridiculous. You know what I mean?
They came up on Walton's Mountain. And
I mean, I was more like, you know, in the Ricky Ricardo family type thing. But this is the Walton. Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. Here's something.
Yeah, one more.
Oh, yeah. 1983. Ed Meese.
Well, I think some people are going to soup kitchens voluntarily. I know we've had considerable information that people go to soup kitchens because the food is free and that's easier than paying for it.
There you go. There's a man that's going to eat the soup kitchen. Anyway, a couple of things. All right. Now, here's the question. What is the Secret Service? A good question, by the way. Always good question. I like this thing. What is the Secret Service code name for the president's plane, Air Force One? The secret code name. Of course, not a secret anymore. Hold me. I'm here to tell you.
How about Falcon?
No.
Ironside.
Try Angel.
Angel?
Angel, yeah. What they call Angel.
There's a couple of Secret Service guys outside the window that I want to talk to.
Hi, guys. Be right with you.
WSYR's neighbor just up the dial is WHEN 620. WHEN is the long-time adult contemporary station in the market with 5,000 watts aimed northwest to southeast at night. Here is the bad boy of Syracuse Radio, PM driver Steve Simpson.
PM Stereo, WHEN.
Just about 5:13. We're going to take some more phone calls looking for a new assistant here from WHEN. What station? Let's put it this way. If I were on another radio station, if I had a chance to go to another radio station in this town, where would you like me to be for the music?
For the music?
Oh. Although I hardly play any music here anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Probably out of any of them, probably 95.
Yeah. All right.
Better than Y94.
Well, that's true. And that was my next question, as a matter of fact. You listen to 94 at all?
No.
The scumbags? Okay, cool. Okay, so you said you're 27?
Yeah.
All right. You married?
Yep.
You have any kid?
One.
How old?
Three.
Wow. I don't know if I can deal with somebody with kids.
Oh, he's a hellraiser.
Yeah. What about your wife? How old is she?
Hellraiser, too. Oh, 26.
She's 26?
Yeah.
Is she good looking?
I would say so.
Yeah? What about you? You consider yourself pretty good looking?
I passed for her, I suppose, so.
You what?
I passed for her, so, you know.
You passed for her?
Well, I mean, she liked me, so.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant you went someplace and somebody thought that you were her. I was going to say. My next question was, do you like dressing up in women's clothes? God. All right. So Bob, you don't tell. What's the craziest thing you've ever done in your life, Bob?
Drunk or sober?
Let's go with drunk. Nothing comes to mind right off the bat, huh, Bob?
Went to a cemetery once. I don't remember it too well.
Crazy.
But,
okay. You went to a cemetery.
I was being drunk. I don't do that sober.
Okay. That's the craziest thing you've done?
It's one of the...
One of the crazy. You sound like a pretty crazy guy, Bob. All right, Bob. You want to hold on? What's your last name, Bob?
O'Connell.
Okay. You're Irish.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, hang on.
Okay.
How often do you and your wife have sex?
Not enough to get tired.
Okay, good. Because we were saying last hour, when I was interviewing the folks last hour, Scott and Amy, I wanted to make sure that, my new sidekick that I'm going to have is not going to be tired every day after romping around in the bedroom all night long every single night. So this is a legitimate question. Don't think I'm just being a pig for asking people this. This is a legit question. All right, Bob O'Connell, hold on, okay, man?
Yep.
All right, cool. It's 519 from WHGN. Are we going to have time to do this or no? Okay, why don't we play some commercials, get into Captain King, and then go back to the next phone call here. WHEN.
With 1,000 watts dazed and 18 watts post-sunset, WSEN 1050 is the home of Transtar's satellite-fed oldies channel. WSEN was Syracuse's country station for decades, recently changing to a gold format and becoming an instant success. WSEN is programmed live during drive times and carries satellite feeds or weekend features at other times. WSEN, AM and FM, Baldwinsville, Syracuse's oldies channel. Again, drivers who use the Route 690 West on-ramp to Route 81 South, that road is closed this morning. Currently, it's 29 degrees at the oldies channel, WSEN. The 6 o'clock report brought to you by Salt City TV and Satellite, 7223 Oswego Road, Route 57, Liverpool, your complete electronics store.
Up, you're late.
Now, man, anxious to get out of the game this morning.
Hey.
Here he is.
You're eating up 3 minutes of my time already. Hurry up.
Stop with the interruptions. You're making faces at me through the newsroom.
Are you done yet?
I was done when I started.
Oh, you know why that road is closed over there, 690 West at the 81 South on-ramp?
Yeah, I just told everybody why it was.
Miller beer truck turned over.
You're not supposed to do that kind of plug. You see, it's the brewery in Fulton.
Oh, I did, because I stopped by the accident scene and got me a can to start the show off. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Trying to get your cracks out of the sack.
Before that, the boxer from Simon and Garfunkel. This is Bo Weaver. We're playing favorites here in 21 minutes after.
FM, AM, and FM, Baldwinsville. Syracuse's oldies channel at FM 92 and AM 1050. Playing your favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Endings, and so I better get on here and say hello. Bob Murphy here on the Oldies Channel with you. You also got Classical Gas and Mason Williams, and we're sitting here just having the best of times. The best of times and the worst of times. Wasn't that Charlie Dickens, one of my favorite authors? What a guy. Well, we've digressed here. We're talking oldies, aren't we? And coming up, Fats, Four Seasons. And the Councils!
1220 WXRA is another satellite program station carrying the Satellite Music Network's Stardust programming.
WXRA is 1,000 watts days, 58 watts post-sunset. The station currently has an application to go 1,000 watts full-time on 1,200 kilohertz, directional to the south at night.
Now hear your Stardust favorites all night long on WXRA North Syracuse.
Lebanese Shiite Muslim militia leader Nabi Berri says he's not discouraged.
WNDR is one of the city's longtime AM rockers. At 1260 kilohertz with 5,000 watts, directional to the north at night, WNDR currently continues its rock and roll tradition with Drake Chenault's Great Gold programming.
Lotto 48 tonight is worth $18 million, and we're going to broadcast it for you at 10:30 right here on WNDR. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:11. Jim O'Brien with you. More Great Gold on 1260 WNDR.
WNDR with the Cufflinks. Did you know that there never was any group called the Cufflinks that never really existed? All the voices that were on that record were done by one man named Ron Dante, and he produced the entire song. He did all of the voices. That means all the harmony parts and whatnot, too. Great Gold continues with the Blues Image Ride, Captain Ride on WNDR. Jeffrey Osborne and his band LCD here on WNDR. 5:16 with Marty Santi. Time for some more homegrown Great Gold music. Music made right here in Central New York. Here's a couple of former Central New Yorkers. Both Felix Cavallari and Gene Cornish were Syracuse University students back in the mid-60s. Got together with a couple of guys from New York City, changed the name to The Rascals. They were big hits from there. The Rascals, homegrown Great Gold. A little homegrown Great Gold with The Rascals here on Central New York Goldies Authority, 1260 WNDR with The Hollies. Alan Clark, Tony Hicks, and Graham Nash, and the rest of the guys in the Hollies right here on WNDR. 22 after 5 o'clock with Marty Santi, a winter storm warning in effect for overnight tonight, as well as a traveler's advisory in effect for the rest of the evening and overnight tonight. 3 to 5 more inches is what they're calling for, with a low near 20 overnight. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with some scattered flurries continuing and a high near 30. It's 25 right now in Central New York.
WNDR, 14 past 2 o'clock with Brian Ocean here on a Saturday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying yourself this afternoon. Here's the Buckinghams at NDR.
WFBL used to be at the 1390 spot on your AF dial and was one of the easier DX catches from this market. The financially distressed station signed off last December 31st. The station's massive tower, originally built for 50,000 watts at 1180 kilohertz, has been scrapped. The studio gutted for demolition, and the equipment has been transferred to the new owners, WKFM. WFBL will be back on the air. WKFM insists within 6 weeks, but engineering personnel claim that 6 months is a more likely interval. WFBL is slated to return with its Music of Your Life format.
When the music stops on WOLF, that's you.
Good afternoon, this is Randy Brock. Syracuse weather, fair and warmer, temperature 84, details at 55 on WOLF, Syracuse, New York, up to the minute when seconds count.
It's DJ!
Hi, this is Ev Wren, general manager of radio station WOLF. 2.5 years ago, WOLF brought a new modern sound to Syracuse radio. This sound, the people, the personalities were all rewarded by your overwhelming acceptance of our station almost overnight. WOLF became the most listened to radio station in Syracuse. And now it's 1966, a new year, a new plateau of radio. And WOLF, as in the past, is first to present this new sound in service to Syracuse listeners. This is D-Day. And as most of you have guessed by now, Dale Dorman returns from California Radio to Syracuse Nighttime Radio. Dale, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you, Brilliant Ev. Thanks a lot.
WOLF, 1490 was another station that made its mark as one of the nation's most innovative rockers. 1490 is now WAQX AM, simulcasting their FM facility totally. WAQX is a directional graveyard channel station protecting Kingston, Ontario. With a 5/8 wave antenna system, WAQX does have fairly good coverage for their channel.
95X, the home of rock and roll. Life in the Fast Lane from the Eagles. Coming up, Bruce Hornsby in the range. We are at 8:20. We got ourselves a January the morning. January the 1st, 1987.
January, the movie.
Yeah. Talk about a wild New Year's Eve. I don't think anyone in our neighborhood slept a wink at all last night.
Why? They keep it on, couldn't sleep at all last night.
You know how that goes. You know. Some kid wearing his jam box under the civil defense speakers. It's 8:23 now. Here's Jeff with an update.
Oh, again, thanks, Chris, and good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. The government is predicting that U.S. industry will see further improvements in 1987.
WAQX-FM, Manlius. WAQX-AM Stereo, Syracuse. 95X. Rock and roll.
The Technical and Audio Excellence Award this month goes to WSIV 1540. WSIV was at one time country formatted WPAW. What a great set of calls.
Brian, it's been a privilege again to have you and to share with you through our airways. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Okay, and goodbye and God bless.
Listening to the sounds of Love 105, WSIV East Syracuse, WOIV, the writer.
And the time now is 2 minutes after 12 o'clock. We now continue with the interview Jim Wall began yesterday with Danny Thornton.
And also an evangelist, right, Dan? All those good things for those who didn't hear the program yesterday. But what we're trying to do is to let our listeners know
that's Market Scope for another month. Next month, we flip the band switch and check out Central New York's FMs. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And I understand on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, Phil will be doing his Market Scope inside the Syracuse Post Office. Phil says he always wants it first class, so I guess he'll get it there. Don't forget that the next edition of the DX Audio Service is the April Fool's Edition, where we do one whole side in complete seriousness and one whole side in complete parody. It's an old National Radio Club tradition. The DX News Magazine is published in two parts, and we here on the DX Audio Service will do it in two different styles. So if you have any comments or suggestions as far as the April Fool's Edition goes, be sure to let us know here at headquarters as soon as possible. Also, we had some comments regarding renewals, and if you don't know when you're supposed to renew your membership to the DX Audio Service, that information is printed on your mailing label. So if you need to know that information, have someone check it out for you, and also, from time to time, just check out your mailing address to make sure that it is correct. See you on Site 2 with more of the DX Audio Service.